So, Michael, just how good does that feel?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I said to the players in there, you've got to remember the feeling, the difference between losing and winning. And it has to become an habit. You have to want it over and over again. It's almost like I don't know, addicted to whatever it is, drugs, whatever it may be. You've just got to want it and want it and want it. And for me, it's a start. It's a start. We've got another really important game in 3 days' time. Which is just as important as this one, and I don't want to throw away the good work that's been put in today and put in, a different performance on Tuesday.
The man in the headlines tomorrow will be Wes Thomas going on his debut. What did you make of him?
Yeah, Wes is a good footballer. I mean, for those who remember him, obviously he played against us on the opening day of the season for Bournemouth, and I'd seen him 3 or 4 times back end of last season when I was watching a couple of players. He was very good today. I thought he complemented Heisel really well. I thought that both of them played very well for us. They were a threat, and obviously Wes got his goal and Heisel was very close.
The second half was a little scrappier perhaps than the first. Why was that, do you think?
That's how I wanted it. And I say that tongue-in-cheek slightly, but we knew that we had to keep a clean sheet, and if we did keep a clean sheet in the second half, that we'd win the game. We knew we'd get opportunities. Especially going down into the Fratton end, I say to the players all the time, down at the Fratton end, they will suck the ball into the back of the net, and that's what it felt like when the goal went in. At times I wanted it to be scrappy because, at times we've been a little bit too open, a little bit too fluid, we've been pretty on the eye at times, but, I think sometimes, you've got to go and get that first one under the belt, and now they've done that, hopefully next time when they come back here, then obviously they'll be a little bit more open.
How much confidence will that give them as well going into Yeovil on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it will give them a lot of confidence. They'll go in there high. But like I say, we need to go there and we need to go and take points from the game. And that's the message I'll be giving to the players. Just make sure we go there and not throw all the hard work that's been put in today. Hopefully we don't throw that down the drain.
Your two trialists then, Buzaki and Luis Boamorte. What's the situation with them?
Obviously Luis is and Akos have come in and, we're having a little look at them, but... the way we stand at the minute, because we're still in administration, my hands are tied a little bit. We've got injuries that have happened again today, which is going to cause us massive, massive problems. I think I'm going to be down to 14, 15 players for Tuesday night. And it just seems to be one thing after another. So, we need a bit of help. End of story, we need a little bit of help to start bringing players into the football club. And the sooner the better, because once we get this out, once we get out of administration... there's an opportunity to bring good footballers to the football club because there's still good footballers who want to come, and that's the biggest thing.
One final note about the injured players, how are they, especially Daryl Russell?
Yeah, he's got an hamstring problem. We don't know how bad it is at the minute, but he's got it iced up, as you can imagine, straight away. I'd be absolutely amazed if he's involved in the next couple of weeks or so because, once you do your hamstring, even if it's only a slight twinge or a slight tear, it's probably a minimum of a couple of weeks anyway. So, that's a problem. Obviously, Gabor's still, feeling the effects of his ankle. And he got through the game today. We'll have to assess him over the next 48 hours and see where we are. There's a few people carrying a few knocks and we can't afford that.